The Novos.
New FM.
Feel good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
Oh, here we go, gang. It's a feel-good Friday.
Hell
and
yeah.
I am up and about.
Yes.
Do you reckon we can scam ourselves 4-day week next week as well?
Oh, absolutely. Just don't turn up.
Wow. That is one way of doing it.
I'm feeling rebellious today, guys, so Ooh. Who knows what will fly out of my mouth today.
Jeez, Ari, you're looking real pale.
Oh, why?
And maybe are you coughing a little bit? Oh, well, we're all going to get that now, aren't
yeah,
we?
You've heard the three coughs in studio. I mean, look, anything can happen when that happens.
That's it.
One bat in China coughs, and then here we go again.
Oh, dear, the spicy cough has returned.
Yeah. Oh, God, touch wood. Fingers crossed not.
Yeah.
How's everyone looking for the weekend? Excited?
Oh, of course. It's the weekend. Mm. And you know what that means. Straight back on Monday for more shows!
Yay!
That's what it's all about. That's it. What are you up to? Anything, you know, groundbreaking?
Exotic?
Actually, not that much. Off the bat of Bay at one point, I think, throughout the weekend.
For what purpose?
Mighty Cardiff Hawks are playing around one. So, Bat of Bay.
Is that Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday.
Okay, good to know.
And then after that, beyond that, not really sure. Oh, you know what I am doing?
What?
Okay.
Sunday, I'll be at the Jets. Come on!
Oh, here we go. Will you be just observing or stretcher bearing?
Mm.
I'm not sure yet, actually. I'll have to get in touch and see what the go is.
I reckon you should get on the stretcher.
I'll flick a text now and I'll see what my role is for the weekend.
Hopefully more in the carrying part than getting on it.
Yeah.
is my hope for you. Look, it's a feel-good Friday on a short week. This is going to be a great show and a great day.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, stay safe on the roads again. You know, let's not have a repeat of yesterday's traffic situation.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it was a cherry picker in the end.
Yeah, it broke down middle of the road.
Let's not have that again, shall we?
Please not.
Cherry pickers, drivers, stay home.
Damn!
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
With all this cold weather that started,
mm-hmm.
yesterday started the cold weather food.
Oh, like soups and stuff, casseroles.
Cooked up an ossobuco for about 4 hours yesterday.
Oh,
it
yum.
Was that.
It's like a stew in a way.
Yeah,
it's a beef cut that has a marrowy bone centre, and you make it. There's different ways to make it.
Oh yeah. I'm with you. I've had a quick Google. I do now know what you're talking about.
Did you make it with mashed potatoes? Or like those
just
dumplings?
Had some sourdough. Toast
okay,
on the side.
Right.
And yeah, heaps of like veg and stuff in there.
Oh,
it was amazing.
Shoot for 2 and 5. Well done.
Yeah, exactly. It was excellent. Of course, it was perfect for the cold weather.
Awesome.
Day one of cold weather. Day one of cold weather food. I've started it.
It is. It's just something different about it, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, you can't eat that in summer. It's ridiculous.
No, it feels weird.
Yeah, I don't know. You're right. It just tastes better. Winter food does taste better. One of the few perks of the colder weather. I hate the cold weather.
Mm.
Food is better, though. You're right.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Jackie, what's good? Happy Friday.
Morning.
How are you feeling? Good?
Fantastic.
Well, that's lovely to hear. For a feel-good Friday, I've heard there's some new statistics from the Black Dog Institution, Black Dog Foundation, is that correct?
Yes. So the Black Dog Institute has released some new statistics about our emergency service workers. So that's something that's really prominent at the moment with a heap of natural disasters around. They've found that 1 in 10 natural disaster workers have mental health problems and they're twice as likely to experience mental health disturbances.
Well, that's the thing as well. Like, that is such a demanding job. And the things you would see, I mean, you do need some help. You need someone to talk to, right?
Absolutely. So the Black Dog Institute's just reminding people in the Hunter that they're there to help and they're a free service and their PSD recovery rates are more than 80%.
Okay, there we go.
The other thing as well to note is at the moment they're doing the Mullets for Mental Health. So lots of people are, you know, showing their ears and raising money for a good cause. Either of you guys going to, you know, get some mullets?
Well, I think, Stephen, your hair is best suited to it. Not,
correct.
So I think it might be time to bring back.
I mullet normally anyway, though. Yeah. So I'm not doing it, you know.
Well, you can use that as an excuse then, I guess, to raise some money as well.
Oh, well, I guess these two not coming to the party, nope. Jackie, it's going to have to be you, unfortunately. You'll get the mullet, I think.
Yeah.
I'll put some money towards you, Stephen.
Right. Okay.
Right. It's probably a good idea. Changing pace a little bit, though. We all know what's going on. There's rain, there's bad weather. What can we expect for today, Jackie?
Yes, so there's upwards of 80 millimetres of rain set to hit the Hunter today. There's lots of warnings about, obviously, dangerous surfing conditions, flood warnings for most of the rivers around and Lake Macquarie.
Jeez, be careful on the roads is the big one.
Mm-hmm. What I was asking you guys behind the scene, I don't know if anyone really knows, is what's the drainage like in McDonald Jones Stadium? Because the Knights are meant to be playing there tonight. Mm. Will they be swimming? Like, should they be practicing? Who's the quickest at freestyle? Put them on the wing today. Put them in
their position they need to be in.
It'll be muddy. It'll be muddy, that's for sure.
Do you guys enjoy watching a game in the wet like that?
Oh, absolutely. It's more dramatic.
Nah. You know what? I hate playing in the wet even more. If it's raining tomorrow, my hamstring is cooked. I'm no good. I'm not playing. Not happening.
Cardiff Hawks selectors, be listening.
UFM. De Novos.
You guys would have seen that famous Spider-Man meme where, like, the three Spider-Men were all pointing at each other.
Of course.
We're demonstrating in studio here. Unfortunately, you can't see that.
Imagine three Spider-Men pointing at each
all
other.
All pointing at each other. Imagine that, but now in real life. Could be happening in Japan. Right?
Oh, okay.
Let me explain. So new research has revealed that every single Japanese person will share the last name, the same last name, by 2531, unless married couples are permitted to use separate surnames. They need to change the legislation a little bit. So under the current laws, we are almost 500 years away from everyone sharing the last name of Saito.
How is that even possible? How does that work?
Now,
good question.
They've assumed a few things in this research, which I think is quite funny, you know, assuming that the laws won't change and that everyone will just decide to keep the same name and all these bits and bobs. But what are they doing looking at 2531?
Well, you know what? From a, I guess, a government planning situation, that would, create problems in the future.
I guess, you know what? We look at global warming. And everyone's complained government's acted too late.
That's right.
So I guess there's no better time to act than right now.
That's true. Imagine if every single person, say, in Australia got the name Jones.
It feels like they do sometimes.
It's already, and they're far from it. But imagine every single person had the same last name. That would be confusing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. And you wouldn't be able to distinguish, are they related to me? I don't even know.
Yeah,
so, like, that presents a whole nother ball
that
game.
That becomes
of
a problem,
issues.
Doesn't it?
I don't know most people's last names anyway, though. I feel like such a non-factor in my life.
Yeah. Oh, well, you're one of a kind then. No. I feel like it's a massive deal.
I think it's going to be it would be a problem. So, you know what? Smart for them for working it out nice and early.
So, currently, Sato is already the top of the list of Japanese surnames.
Sure.
So it's accounting for 1.5% of the total population, followed closely by Suzuki is the second most common last name.
That's fun.
But I just think there's probably more pressing issues that we need to deal with right now for these researchers to look at.
Absolutely.
Than a few people having the same last name in 500 years' time.
All of them, to be fair. But yeah, I think you're right. Maybe they should sort out global warming first.
The Novos. Feel good Friday.
All right, so tonight, relationships will be tested as we all go toe-to-toe in a massive Coleman household games night. I'm so pumped.
Oh, no.
So, let me give you this story. So, it's myself and Mitch, his two cousins, so Sam and Nick, their partners, and also brother Josh and his wife. So, this is going to be, like, the battle of, like, yeah, like I said, relationships, but also the partners and the family. So this is going to be a very heated night.
Now, around the team, games night. Mm-hmm. Stephen, fan?
Famously, I think board games are called board games because they make you bored.
Excuse you.
But I think there is... Well, that's what my question was going to be. Hmm. What kind of games are up tonight? What do you think is going to be kind of on the menu?
It's going to be a bit of a luck of the draw, I think. Everybody's bringing their own games and we've got heaps at home as well. So
what are you going to bring? What are you bringing to the party to make it better, Ari?
Either Articulate or the Logo Game. They're really, like, fun. They test your knowledge. They're, like, quick fire quiz games and things like that. I love those.
Never heard of either of them.
Monopoly's always good, but that goes for too long. So I'm thinking maybe, like, Uno. I don't know.
I get around Uno.
Uno's a bit of fun. Yeah. I could do Uno.
Yeah, three or four games. that'll move on to something else. Yeah. But yeah, that'll be a bit of fun, hopefully.
Well, good luck.
Yeah,
hopefully there's not too many fights, is all I'll say.
Yeah, I don't know.
And if there is, report back so we've got something to talk about on Monday.
I will. No, I definitely will.
Sometimes when you give a gift, it isn't received the way you would hope.
Yeah, that's happened to me before.
This has happened to Botswana, right? So
the country Botswana.
Yes, okay. Yes. So I guess in most parts of the world, elephant hunting is frowned upon. low numbers and conservation efforts and stuff have banned it in a lot of places for both food and sport, really. Mm. Botswana, not one of these places, though. Because it is home to about a third of the world's population of elephants. They're abundant in Botswana.
Wow.
So they've got over 130,000 elephants.
Holy dooly.
Which is more than what they've got space for. To the point where they're like, well, we need to start controlling these numbers.
Like they don't fit.
Well, basically, they're causing trouble with agriculture and other animals and stuff there. Mm. Because since the laws have changed and the rules have changed around elephant hunting, they haven't been able to control the numbers so well. So Germany's environment minister recently suggested stricter limits on importing trophies from hunting animals. So you can't have, like, you can't keep trophy heads or, like, tusks or anything like that.
Sure.
Botswana's president does not like this. He says that Germans should live together with animals in the way that they're trying to tell us to do. He said this is not a joke. So his suggestion is to try and send them 20,000 elephants as a gift.
That sounds like, like you said before, a gift that you wouldn't receive with the same joy as a lovely chocolate cake.
Well, what's he doing? Like chucking them on a big Noah's Ark or something like that?
Well, yeah.
Possibly.
How do you get them over?
So it seems like, and this is just from some preliminary reading, but Botswana as well as some other southern African countries make a lot of money from Western countries who pay thousands of dollars to get like permits to come and, I guess, hunt elephants.
Wow.
So they use this money to help with conservation efforts to help local people to stop them illegally poaching.
Right.
They've gone, you know, we can pay the local people and support our economy so they don't have to resort to doing it illegally. And then that's how they keep track of the numbers and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. But Botswana, this isn't the first time they've tried to get rid of their elephants.
They got too many.
They've previously, how's this?
Oh, God.
They dropped 8,000 elephants on the doorstep of neighbouring Angola. I just gave them. I just didn't ask. Just gave them 8,000 elephants.
Oh, that's...
Last month, they threatened to send 10,000 elephants to London's Hyde Park so the British people could have a taste of living alongside them.
What the heck?
And they have now liked to offer the same gift to Germany and apparently will not take no for an answer.
I don't think you can just bring elephants, though. Surely you have to get some sort of permission.
Yeah.
I feel like, logistically, it's a fairly difficult task. It feels like one that's easier said than done.
Yeah.
Transporting 20,000 elephants. Are you kidding?
Cargo ship full.
Maybe, yeah. Big boat. But you still got to bring all the food and stuff. What do elephants even eat?
I don't know.
Greenery?
Yeah, sort of.
I don't know.
Grass and stuff?
Fruit and grass or something? You got to bring a lot of bananas as well just to feed them for the journey.
I don't know. Seems crazy, though. I don't think we want the 20,000 elephants either.
Nope.
So I'm not sure what they're going to do.
Certainly do not.
UFM. De Novos.
A bit of technology chat, rather.
Oh.
This could see you win or at least get back a lot of cash, okay? Money. We're talking about money here.
You've got my ears.
That's right. I
full attention.
Okay. Yep. A new app has just been developed by a company in New York, so overseas, called
Weather Promise. It uses artificial intelligence in order to predict the weather patterns for your holiday, right? So this is a customizable app. You can put in, I don't know, over 2 million or 250 million or something locations.
Wow.
And it predicts the exact weather patterns and when it'll rain. Because, you know, when you go on holiday, you're like, look, I'm going to go hiking. I'm going to do this activity. This is all outside and I don't want the rain to ruin my holiday,
sure.
My trip, right?
And sometimes you might have two or three outdoor activities and two or three indoor activities, and you're trying to pick which days to put each activity.
Why not?
It's such a weather gamble,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
Right. So using artificial intelligence to predict this, if, however, AI gets it wrong, it promises to refund the cash that's been splashed for that trip by up to 10 grand. So anywhere between $100 and 10 grand you could earn back if it rains and it gets it wrong.
That's pretty fun.
Interesting. I was going to say, Crevo, you're famously a skeptic of the weatherman.
Yeah, I am.
You think they're doing a bit of guessing, you know, throw a dart at a dartboard and, oh, that's the weather for the day.
Yeah, 100%. They're just betting on the fact that people either won't ask for their refund or they've worked it out. They've worked out the numbers, so they'll end up ahead.
Right. You reckon?
Yeah.
Well, AI is just meant to be like this next level absolute super bot, right? It's meant to be the smartest thing that we have in the world. So they're really banking on getting this right. So, for example, so I've seen an article based on this and they gave, I guess, a situation to help you understand how it works. So if you had an 8-day holiday planned for Phuket in Thailand, you have to buy a package if you want to understand what the weather patterns will be from this app.
Right, so you got to pay for the app.
You do. Yeah, you're paying for a service.
Okay. Yep.
You buy a package from Weather Promise that generates a forecast, and if it did rain on at least 4 of the 8 days in Phuket, you would get like 6 grand back.
4 of the 8.
Yeah, so at least half the trip.
So you're getting the 3 days of rain and you're like, come on, give me one
doing
more day.
Doing a rain dance in your hotel room.
Are you hoping for one more day of rain? I don't know. I'm a bit skeptical of the whole thing. It's weather insurance, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do we know, or is it unclear yet, how far in advance they can do these
good
predictions?
Question.
Like, they haven't really said.
Like, I'm thinking about going to America in 2026.
No.
Can I plug in those dates now? No.
No, I don't reckon.
Okay.
There might be a limitation, I think.
All right, there we go. Oh, well, if you're into a bit of, I guess, weather gambling, this is the new app for you. Could work out well.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM. Feel good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
Massive weekend for sport.
Yeah.
In Newcastle.
Oh, huge.
As Jackie just alluded to there, NBL 1 East is returning again this weekend, which is very exciting.
Oof, get around.
Falcons,
it.
Mustangs in action. If you want to go support them. Of course, also playing at home, we've got our Jets and we've got the Knights.
Don't forget the North Stars as well at Hunter House Skating Stadium. Thank you so much.
I was just about to get there.
Yeah.
And you snipped me off.
Are you sure about that?
And if you didn't, I was going to do it.
Oh, really?
So,
yeah.
North Stars are my favourite polo team.
Yeah.
So
you're hilarious.
I love how they do so good in beach volleyball.
Oh, my gosh.
Big for me in sport this weekend as well, though.
Yeah.
Because I've been given the call. You know, we were talking earlier in the show about what I'm doing at the Jets this week, if I'm stretcher bearing or whatnot.
Yeah.
Ground announcer this weekend.
No.
So, if you want to hear Stephen even more, get to the Jets.
I can only imagine you want to.
Who wouldn't want to?
I'll be getting there. I'm going to have to try and practice Stammer's last name.
Yeah, Postalos. I'll give you a crash course, mate.
Stamminapalapalapalos,
I think you've nailed that.
He's pretty close.
Well, considering he's like one of the leading goal scorers for the team, I think you're going to have to practice it quite a bit more.
He's like lead the gold boot as well. But
oh, he's the best.
It's what I'm worried about. Because I normally, as a fan, just call him Stammer.
Can you do that as ground announcer?
No.
Probably a little bit casual. Probably need to get the full last name out. So that's what I'll be practicing over the next, I guess, 48 hours.
Good luck to you,
thank you.
I was night before last, went to Westfield Katara Rooftop.
Mm-hmm.
For a nice dinner. Dinner and...
Was this a sushi train?
Yeah, sushi train.
Lovely.
Yes, I think I spoke about it on the show.
Yeah.
Anyway, pulled up there and it was quite busy. I guess a lot of people out and about for, you know, for the evening shopping or maybe getting some dinner as well.
Sure.
circling around, no parking. I hate it when that happens. I always like to get one, you know, nice and close.
And Katara is certainly not the easiest place to park either. Like, it's pretty much a rabbit warren in there. It's very difficult.
Yeah, the rooftop especially is competitive.
Yes. Right?
Anyway, so circling around, couldn't find a spot. Then I was like, oh, look, there's a bank of spots over there. Let's just go in there. I spotted, of course, the parents with prams parking. Now,
right. Oh. A little pram bay.
Well, yeah. And I was like, that's very close to the door. And I've recently purchased a pram because we're having a baby soon. And I said to Emmy,
tenuous link.
I said, we own a pram. We'll be soon. We own a pram. Surely we can park there. She's like, you can't park there. We don't have the pram with us, and obviously we're not going to be using it right now. I was like, no, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. Just let's just pull in there.
It's a gamble.
Well, this is the thing. I was saying, I own a pram. I can go in there. Emmy was saying, you can't park there. What do you guys think?
Oh, okay.
Ari, you first.
Oh, this is a hard one. But I think if you've got the pram, hang on, if you've got the pram, and clearly Emmy is quite pregnant at the moment, I reckon you've got the visual representation, you can get away with it.
It's not about getting away with it. It's the wrong thing to do. It's not. I'm so shocked. Your thought process here, Ari, is how can we better help Crevo get away with this crime?
Hey, if it's closer to the rooftop.
No.
Thank you, Ari. Bit of support.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I was looking for.
You cannot. Honestly, Crevo, you cannot park there.
So what justifies for you the fact that you can park there, Stephen? Do you have to physically have the pram, like, ready to go and
using
around?
A pram. Yes. Using a pram is the requirement. It's the only prerequisite of that bay.
Well, like I said, the lovely Emmy, Crevo's wife, is very pregnant. She needs space and she needs less, I guess, far distance to walk.
Drop her at the door.
Restaurant.
Go park somewhere else, Crevo. Your legs work fine.
Here's the thing, though. It doesn't say parents who have pram with them. It just says parents with pram. Mm.
Was the pram in the car?
No, it wasn't. No. Oh, okay. Well, we wouldn't have it in the car. It is with me, just at home. This is why I reckon it's fine.
It's just not. It is the same. I know you're going to say, oh, it's so different. It's the same as parking in the disabled car.
No,
I knew this would be his reaction.
Not. That is not.
It is, though. It's the exact same.
All right. Let's settle this once and for all. 4967-4105. Because I own a pram, am I allowed to park in the parents with pram?
We're going to go to Rutherford first. Trish, tell Crevo off. Tell him he's been a naughty boy.
Crevo, you're being a naughty boy because you can get fined and there's no point for doing it.
There you go. You can get fined for it, Crevo. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
I bet you the mall cops aren't going to hear your silly arguments.
Well, they haven't heard them yet. You never know. Let's go to Western next. Peter, what do you think?
Well, it's not illegal. You won't get fined because there is no police, like they won't police it as such. It's more that it's a privilege for parents to have that spot. And until you have a baby in that car and you have to juggle a pram, you can't park there. You probably annoy quite a few parents out there.
Okay.
I bet you're feeling silly for giving that a tick so early, eh, Crevo?
Well,
another one on my side.
I do feel a little bit silly.
All right, let's head to our next caller in Thornton. Good morning, Katrina. What are your thoughts on this debate?
Good morning, everyone. I'm all good. If there was a bank of them, why not? It's not like you do it all day, every day.
Yeah, there was a big bank of them, and there was not a single one occupied.
So, Katrina,
that's fine.
So, Katrina, you're saying every so often it's okay?
Yeah, I've done it every so often. I don't have kids or not even on the way to having kids.
Outrageous. What have you taken that bay from someone who needs it?
What? There's no one else using it. There was no one else using it. I think, do we just send it there on Katrina?
No.
One more. To Bellbird, Abby, what do you reckon?
I think you can 100% park in that spot.
Thank you.
Yes!
Do you not feel like any guilt at all, Abby?
Pardon?
Do you not feel any guilt?
I have kids.
Okay.
Oh,
but
you're
I never carry my
pram
with me.
Oh.
I always carry them and put them in a trolley.
See, that's also there we an go. Easier way.
You know what? There's another situation where the pram isn't required to be with you. Abby, a pram owner, but not a pram user.
Abby, just out of curiosity, how do you sleep at night? Fairly well, or...?
I sleep perfectly fine.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Abby's thinking right.
I feel very supported. I like that. Thanks, Newcastle.
105.3.
105.3.
UFM.
UFM.
The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
In the meantime, we play Lowest Deluxe. This is where we give you three things. You just need to figure out the order from the lowest to the most luxurious, cheapest to most expensive, if you will.
So easy.
Let's meet the local person hoping to be a winner this morning, shall we?
Yeah, in Argentine. Morning, Leonie. How's things?
Good morning.
Oh, you sound very perky on your Friday morning. Got much up, you know, for your weekend?
No, I've just finished work, so just all work.
Oh,
finished work? What do you do for a crust?
Sorry?
What do you do for work?
Support worker.
Oh, there you go. Very rewarding job.
Yeah.
All right, well, you could be winning the Simbay voucher, the experience at Rip at Golf
for
people. So good luck. Good luck indeed. All right.
Thank you.
Here, you know how the game works? Three things, cheapest to most expensive.
Okay. Yep.
Let's get into it. Your first item is a table tennis table from Kmart at Waratah.
Okay.
Your second item is a DeWalt 54-volt XR cordless axial blower skin only from Bunnings Walls End.
Okay.
And your third item is a 3-kilo box of Aussie King prawns from Singo's Broadmeadow.
Oh.
So, your three items just in review are a table tennis table.
Mm-hmm.
The DeWalt blower, skin only. That means no battery. It's a little hint.
Oh, okay.
And your 3-kilo box of Aussie King prawns. Cheapest to most expensive. Let's get into it.
The King prawns is pretty expensive.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to say table tennis first.
Table tennis first.
Okay. King prawn and then the blower.
And the blower.
Ooh, some good guesses there.
Okay, I can reveal the table tennis table from Kmart Waratah comes in at $139.
Oh no.
It's all right. Cost of living, you never know.
Hang on.
Pretty expensive these days.
All right. So, to stay in the game, you need the King Prawns, 3-kilo box of Aussie King Prawns from Singo's Broadmeadow to be more than $139.
Yeah, no, probably not.
They come in at a grand total of...
God, you're wind up.
I know.
Full dollars here, no cents.
Okay, all right, come on.
Of $60.
Oh no.
I'm so sorry. You fought valiantly, Leonie.
Yeah.
No Simbay voucher for you, but you are in the draw still for a family pass to Hunter Valley Wildlife Park. So good
Thank
luck
you,
with man. That.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
Performance. Art and just absolute magical wonder, okay? This is what I am
intrigued.
I hope you are. I'm talking about Spiegeltent that's just come to Newcastle.
Oh,
so,
how amazing.
I know, Limbo the Return. I went last night.
Ooh,
I'm doing
fancy.
A little bit of review of the show. Hopefully I don't spoil too much for those listening, but just to give our listeners a bit of a preview as to what to expect. So, like I said, Limbo the Return, Spiegeltent, in Civic Park, so just across the road from Town Hall there. It was beautiful. Like, just the setup of it, it looks sensational. Really big, actually, bigger than what you expect.
Is this another one of the Strut and Fret productions?
Correct.
Right, they're the same people who brought Blanc de Blanc here last year to the Spiegeltent, which was phenomenal.
That was so good. So I can only imagine they've backed it up.
Well, yeah, Strut and Fret usually have like quite a few productions going at the same time, like across the country. So that's a very big kind of production company. So Spiegeltent, so this show featured a group of people from so many different backgrounds, from like Bulgaria, Spain. The music director was from New York. You've got obviously Australian artists there as well.
Yeah, that's cool.
So it's
like a pick of the mix, the pick of the best. Mm-hmm. So you had like acrobatics, aerial artists with like ropes. You had tight ropes. You had chains. So like it hoisted you up in the air and everything like that. Oh my God.
Jeez, that is exciting stuff.
Yeah. There was, of course, there was also a lot of eclectic music, I want to say, for lack of better terminology there. Mm-hmm. Very original. So all the stuff, you wouldn't think that, you know, it's all live or anything like that, but most of it is. Like, the sounds that they make and the style of music is fantastic. Now, what really surprised me about the show was the fact that every single performer had a different skill, but there were multiple skills. So everyone could sing, they could do tight ropes, they could do
They're multifaceted,
dancing.
Are they?
Yes. Yeah. To be able to perform in this show, you need to be good at absolutely everything.
Showing off a bit at this point, aren't they? You walk a tightrope and juggle and sing. Calm it down a bit.
Okay, I have
Leave
a question.
Some skill for the others.
I have a question for you, Ari.
Yes.
Last year when they came to the Spiegel tent mm-hmm. with Blanc de Blanc, mm-hmm. it was like a comedy show. It was like comedy fused cabaret.
Yeah.
Is it similar this year or a different vibe?
Look, it's not as comedy heavy. But there are some very funny moments in there.
Oh, good.
And the way the performers' stage presence and, like, the faces that they make and some of their little kind of physical jokes are really good, but it's more subtle. Yeah, so it's good.
But
if you love fire breathing, if you love feathers, if you love very kind of raunchy costumes, it is good.
What a combination of things to love.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I love fire breathing and feathers. I'll be there.
Not the same room, hopefully.
Hopefully not at the same time. Okay, a well worthy performance to go and watch?
Absolutely. You have to go. I will literally buy your tickets, boys.
I love watching someone who is passionate about something speak on it. You can say, like, the smile, you are full, like, performance geeking out in front of us right now,
yeah.
Ari.
Yeah, this is definitely a great one to get amongst and watch. Make sure you get your tickets ASAP.
Register your details now at newfm.com.au for the chance to lead the mighty Newcastle Knights onto the field at McDonald Jones Stadium. Be our New FM Knights Kids.
With every Knights home game,
Canonites!
We get the ultimate pleasure of giving a one lucky person the chance to run the game ball out on game day with the crowd, the roar of the crowd.
Alongside the players, right?
That's it. You're there and you are a star for that time, that moment in time.
Said star is the person who can add to their resume. New FM Knights Kid. Head to newfm.com.au. That is the place to register. Just as Courtney from Charlestown has done. Good morning, Courtney.
Hi, good morning.
Now, of course, the Knights are back home this week. They've got a big game against St. George Illawarra. Do you think they've got a fairly good chance of a win?
Yeah, I reckon we do after last week. They played really well.
Well, that's it. You've got to be an optimistic fan, don't you?
You have to.
Glass half full.
Mandatory for Knights fans, some might say.
Now, the Knights, they are doing all their prep and they've been training hard. We've been hearing from the players throughout the week. But they are missing a Knights kid for this week to run the ball out. Do you think you might know someone, Courtney, who could do this role?
Oh, I think I've got the perfect candidate.
All right, who have we got?
So I've got my daughter Coda here with me.
Hi,
morning,
Coda.
Hi, good morning.
Oh, what a lovely hello.
Big Knights fan, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think, so the problem we've had with Knights kids in the past is sometimes they get a little bit starstruck and they, you know, can't, you know, do their role properly. Do you think you'll be able to keep composed as our Knights kid?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the kind of can-do attitude that us Novacastrians are known for, isn't it?
Well, congratulations. We are going to assign you as the next New FM Knights kid. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All the good stuff.
How good.
And you'll be there, as Creevo alluded to, with the roar of McDonald Jones behind you. If you want to be the next UFM Knights kid, so simple. Newfm.com.au is the place to go. There's a little win tap. Register yourself there. You could be running the ball out with the Knights at their next home game.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
So I've got a controversial opinion, and it's one that I'm willing to die on a hill for.
All right. I'll take your word for it.
I've been slated by this a few times. People are saying it's foolish. I think it makes perfect sense, though. When entering a high-rise building with an elevator, so like a hotel or whatever, I strongly believe that we need to stop labelling the street level of said building, you know, the lobby or whatever,
yeah,
as the ground floor. That is
Why?
Level one.
But hang on.
No, it isn't.
Isn't like the lobby and the reception area on the ground floor because it's street level, so therefore it is the ground?
Yeah, that's correct.
No, but when you go up to the second story, why do you click first floor on an elevator? Why do you click first floor on an elevator?
Because, Stephen, the first floor, it's a floor above the ground.
It's not first floor above.
Isn't that logic, Creever?
Yeah, no, you've understood it. Stephen is on a different planet to everyone else.
Do you not think it makes sense? Like, if you live on on the third floor of your apartment building, you're on the fourth story.
No, you're
incorrect.
Not.
Yes, you are.
No, you're not.
Absolutely are. That's the fourth story of the building.
Stephen.
You agree with that, right?
Stephen, when you are walking around outside, what are you walking on?
Ground. But correct. I think what I'm saying
is...
I think this ground... I think ground level is a redundant term.
No, it is.
I think it's wasting everyone's time.
Hang on, it's the dumbest thing
I've ever heard in my life.
Does that mean you get very confused in elevators and you have no idea where you are? Because that's hilarious.
It would make more sense for everyone
if we started
at one. When you start counting, you don't start counting at zero. You don't go zero, one, two, three. You start on one, don't you? That's the first floor.
The ground floor is the ground level. There's never been anything simpler in the world that you have not been able to understand.
But he's confused.
I just think it would be easier for everyone. I genuinely, and I told you, I've been slated for this by everyone, so your words can't hurt me. This is an argument I'm willing to, you know, die on a hill for, like I said before.
Okay. Well, let's kick it off then. Let's see what, if you can find anyone else in the whole of Newcastle that agrees with you.
I don't know. I don't think I can be a man on an island. I think there'd be lots of people who see the logic and the sensical nature of this argument.
Well, let's throw it out there then.
We'll head to Marmong Point first. Morning, Nathan. What are your thoughts?
Mate, at first, you know, I love a good underdog story, and getting your theory across the line seems like a solid underdog story.
Yeah, so you're all for the change?
Mate, I am. And my ideal's behind it. Say you're outside the building and someone's in there and say, hey, I'm waving, I'm on the sixth floor. Mm-hmm. I'm counting up six sets of windows. They're not there. They're up on the seventh.
Exactly.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. The bit of logic in Newcastle. I love to see it because I'm all by myself in studio.
I can't believe this, Nathan.
I can.
All right. Well, let's see if there's anyone else here who thinks in this a wild and wacky way. In Tingara Heights, Catherine, what do you think? Are you calling from the sixth floor and it's very windy on your balcony?
Sorry, I was just trying to do some drop off. It's definitely the lobby is the first floor.
Come on!
Another one for Team Stephen. Ari and I are just sitting here in shock.
I'm so confused.
How does everyone think this should be changed? It's unbelievable.
Because the logic is sound. And Novocastrians, if I've learned anything, are people of logic.
But that means that... No, because that's wacky. No, I can't see it. Okay, let's move over to Tara now in Greta. Good morning, Tara. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I'm not sure it's the first floor too, but I am having an argument with my hubby at the moment. He's saying it's the ground floor, but I agree it's the first floor.
Well, your hubby hasn't called up, so his opinion does not count.
I think it does.
Oh, my God. So is this 100% of callers at this point supporting you, Stephen?
Of course it is.
I don't believe it.
Do you want to gamble one more?
I can gamble it if you want, but I've already got the win.
In Mayfield West, Nicole, what do you think?
There is no way it's called the first floor. It is the ground floor. You are on the ground.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nicole.
You know what? That is classic Mayfield. People are smart there.
That's exactly.
That's one thing I've learnt in life. It is the best suburb.
You can say what you want, but you know what? You haven't won. I've, in fact, taken this argument. And because I have, you know what? Tara and Greta, I'm going to give you a family pass under Valley Wildlife Park. I'm chucking it your way so you and your hubby can, I guess, settle it while you're there looking at the animals.
Okay, we will do. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no worries.
You're welcome. I think luckily all the animals are on the ground there, so it should be nice and simple.
And hey, don't forget that you can get two kids in free with every paying adult all of April at the Hunter Valley Wildlife Park. So perfect activity for the school holidays. Plenty more chances to win here on New FM. Damn, it feels good to be
the Novos.
DeNovo's New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Quick shout-out. Good luck to the mighty Cardiff Hawks this weekend.
Who are they playing?
Saturday round one away versus Bateau Bay.
Oh. Now, you'll be on the bus, of course.
Well, I think there'll be a few carpooling kind of runs going, which will be good. Yeah. I'll go in whatever car I'm allowed to have orcs on, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's smart. Are you, obviously, are you picked for the starting lineup? This is the question.
I don't think I am.
You were the first draft pick for the team, right?
Fall from grace, wasn't it? Pre-season. Well, selected quite high.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, What's going on?
I just haven't been doing enough training sessions, I don't think. And the club is in such a good position. Got so many numbers. Mm-hmm. So I reckon I've probably missed, which is fine. I'll still go there and I'll still enjoy a couple of beers on the hill and watch the boys.
Okay, so I do have a question on that, though. If you're not picked for the starting lineup for the mighty Cardiff Hawks, do you have to go and wear your club, like, jersey and colours and stuff like
I'll
that?
I'll wear the club polo. You don't have to.
Just support.
Yeah, so show support. Same as you wear your Knights polo when you're sitting on the hill at McDonald Jones.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Oh, well, good luck. I hope you do get picked, because you do deserve it.
Well, no, I haven't been training at all.
I've heard that you're the best player on the team.
I don't know where you've heard that from. That's simply not true.
A lot of rumours online that I've been seeing.
Anyway, best of luck. And they're versing TikTok influencer Prime Train as well.
I don't know if
that's something for my generation, I suppose.
Yeah, but okay. Never heard of it.
Big game.
What?
Yeah, TikTok.
Oh, okay.
The irony in this next story is just palpable. It's hilarious. So I'm talking about this new product that's just been released in the US. It's at Target stores. It should be coming here, though, apparently. So one of my favourite celebrities of all time, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Okay, everybody knows him. Okay,
we've all seen that turtleneck photo.
Yeah,
Yes, obviously WWE star, turned actor, turned everything else, basically. He's released a couple of products over the years. Like, I'm pretty sure he has his own line of alcohol, things like that as well.
Of course.
This thing, though, he's trying to diversify his investments a little bit and what he's releasing to the world by getting into the skin and hair game. Get this right. He's launched a new shampoo and conditioner and skincare line, and he is bald. He hasn't had hair since, like, the 90s, so...
There's a sense of irony there.
Yeah.
I mean, well, the only hair that he has, I guess, is, like, on his arms and legs, maybe.
Well, he's famously hairless. Like, I've not seen...
Does he even have eyebrows? Yeah, he has eyebrows.
He has eyebrows.
Maybe he uses it for that.
Shampooing your eyebrows.
Need to keep them clean.
That is true.
Like, the shampoo that he uses on his head.
Yeah.
I would call soap. I
mean, or moisturiser.
You normally use that on your skin, you know, whereas shampoo is a different product altogether.
Usually you don't use that on your skin.
I would love to see, is his face on the bottles of these, like, products?
It's not directly on the bottles. However, at the stores that has just been released at, they've got, like, a little kind of plastic kind of cutout of him next to...
Emotional poster.
Yeah, that's right. And it's got a quote on there directed from him, and it says, "My hair would have loved this two-in-one shampoo and conditioner if I had any." It would have loved it back in the day. That's what's so funny.
It feels like a fish trying to sell you a bicycle, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You're just like, I'm not sure I trust you as a reputable source on this.
Having
topic.
Never used That's a right. bicycle, you do not deserve to be able to sell one.
Mm.
I do love as well, though, The Rock is playing into his fan base, which I guess is...
People
like,
with hair?
Probably the majority of his big fans are probably, like, young males who are, like, into the wrestling and stuff like that. And we know that blokes, especially the bachelor lifestyle, love a two-in-one.
That is true.
Well, I tell you what, there's also the one thing that's been released by him. It's an under-eye cream, kind of like a serum. So it's like, oh, I'm fighting the effects of aging. You can too, type of thing. So that, I believe, more than the hair care.
Well, obviously, his under eyes are famously wrinkle-free. But he's also famously hair-free, too, so I don't know about any of it, to be fair.
The Novo's Guide to the Weekend. Finding new fun stuff to do around the Hunter.
Oh, get ready. I have all of the fun stuff.
Let's go.
How about this?
What are you doing hoarding it?
Well, that's what I don't want to do, and that's why I want to share it with you. As you know, Stephen, you've got your pen and paper ready, so you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else do the same. Tonight, Knights vs. Dragons at Mac Jones, 8 p.m. Don't miss it.
Yes!
That is step number one.
Bring your brolly as well is my tip.
Is that just a maybe that it might rain? Now, for tomorrow, this one, another one you might be into, Stephen. The Autumn Vegan Feast. Now, this is part of Newcastle Food Month at the Nag's Head Hotel, Adamstown.
Nice.
The Nag's Head, the food there is so good.
Love
I haven't had
place.
the vegan food, but other foods I've had there have been delicious.
Mm. Worth a try, I suppose.
6 till 8 p.m., all the vegans out there, if you can make it, with your low energy levels.
Don't miss it. It'll be great.
It will be good. All right, how about this, though? Now, great friends of the show, Hunter Valley Wildlife Park. They are friends of the show. We've been giving away family passes all week.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? You can be keeper for a day. Now, this is on Saturday, 9 in the morning till 3 p.m.
Yeah.
You learn about the animals, their diets, and you get to enjoy behind the scenes.
Oh, educational and exclusive, you say.
That's it. Both in the same thing. It's going to be so good. You could be a zookeeper for a day. So if you've always dreamed of that, this is your chance.
Maybe we should go. I want to be a keeper for a day.
All right. Well, go. Hunter Valley Wildlife Park, 9 till 3 tomorrow.
Cool.
And then on Sunday, of course, I just wanted to remind everyone as well about Limbo at Spiegelton.
You have to go.
Do you need any more endorsement than that? You certainly don't. That right there. On Sunday, 5:30. So there's heaps more showings coming up, but I just thought, you know, here's an opportunity. Make your Sunday an awesome day.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Sunday as well, don't forget Newcastle Jets.
Yeah.
Versus Sydney FC. Stephen, you'll be there.
Armor.
Yeah, that's it. You'll be there, right?
Grand announcing on the weekend.
Mm.
So you can both see the Jets and hear Stephen. It's winning on winning. So there you go. Of course, more info on our website, on our Facebook page, if you're wanting to find out all the things happening around Newcastle and the Hunter on this amazing weekend ahead.
The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Yes, and this week is definitely my favourite of the year.
Really? What's happening this week?
So when you think about it, think of the logistics, right? We've just had Easter, the Easter long weekend, of course, when you get all the family together, you know, you have food and chocolates and blah, blah, blah. Now this week, a couple of days after Easter, is when they start to put all the chocolates and the Easter eggs on half price, all the reduced to clear, all the yellow stickers are out and about. So just a bit of a PSA, in case you want to get your hands on some deals. Reduced to clear eggs are currently at Edgeworth Coles and also surrounding local supermarkets as well. Found this out from the community notice board.
Don't walk.
That's it. So if you want to snag some chocolates from the cheap, go to your local.
You are an opportunistic chocolate enjoyer, aren't you?
I totally am. Never going to pay full price for chocolate ever. You have to do it after the Easter break comes around.
Here's my strategy for the future, right? Baby Crevo on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, in our family, we celebrate Easter a week later.
That's exactly what you do. Absolutely.
The seat and the trust deficit starts early in the Crevo household.
Or it's up to you, Baby Crevo.
Oh.
Would you prefer
more?
Double chocolates next weekend.
Absolutely.
Up to you.
Yeah.
It's in your hands, Baby Crevo.
Oh.
That is up to you. Do you want pleasure now or double next week?
There you go. What a treat. I think there's a bit of a reality check, needed for Newcastle.
Oh, like what?
A new US study has found that most people aged between 50 and 80 think they look younger than they actually do.
Well, they've got their rose-coloured glasses on, do they?
They've attributed this as a coping mechanism to help us deal with our impending mortality. Their words, not mine.
Oh, gee.
Bit dark.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's something we probably need to address as an ageing show. And I'm looking at one side of the desk in particular.
Oh, this is a cheap shot that you've taken so early on a Friday morning.
Well, let me ask you this, Crevo.
Yeah.
As the oldest one of the trio, do you worry about your impending age?
So the main thing I worry about is the limited time I've got left.
Oh, you sound like my father.
I just think, God, there's so few, you know, days left in general to get everything done.
It's a bit morbid.
Well, it's just the truth. You get what, 90 years tops, you know, maybe 100, maybe 100. And there's only a limited number of, you know, years, days, months, weeks, all that stuff. So, yes, I do worry about that.
Well, as someone who's lived probably, you know, the best part of half of their journey.
Yeah.
Do you think you're an older or younger looking 50-year-old?
I think I look all right for nearly 50.
Look at his skin, though. It's still bouncy.
I think, yeah, I think my skin's pretty good. I think I've got it.
That'll change as baby cream arrives. Don't worry. The stress of fatherhood will catch up to you very soon.
Well, some do say that the reason I look so young is because I've, you know, not had kids yet. But this is all to play for, I guess.
Surprising no one, the researchers also found that women and those on high incomes are especially delusional. This is their words again. But no socio-demographic group is immune. In fact, only 6% of adults think they look older than their counterparts. So 94% think they look younger.
So you're saying Newcastle is a bit delusional?
As a population, a little bit delusional.
Well, it doesn't come down to that famous saying, you're only as old as you feel. So if you're feeling like, you know, you're on top of the world, you're top of the game, and you're still, like, between the ages of 50 and 70 or whatever it is, then that's okay. Like, if you think that you look and feel young, then you are.
They're the words from Ari.
Yep.
I think we do owe you an apology as well, Crevo.
Why?
Because studies have found that there are lots of factors that do actually affect aging.
Okay.
Better physical and mental health, have a more positive experience.
Sure.
Whereas being the butt of jokes about looking old apparently have a real negative impact.
Well,
people always tell you you're looking old. I guess you just start to believe that.
I guess so. Well, I don't get, oh, you're looking old. I just get, you are old.
Different, I guess.
So I think I'm in the clear.
Apology retracted. Okay,
once again, I'm optimistic about it. Must be getting old.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Showers rain about today as you wake up with the Novos here at UFM.
So stay dry.
Pack
your brolly.
Yeah.
Get the washing off the line. All that sort of stuff.
Especially if you're going to the Knights game tonight. Ooh. Stay dry. Mm-hmm. That's almost us done and dusted for the day. We've got to do a quick happy birthday shout out this morning, though, before we go to the lovely Bree who works here. If you come in for a prize, almost any time, you'll probably be meeting her. Just wish her a happy birthday, especially today.
Yeah, she does a great job.
Yeah, and one of the nicest people you'll ever meet in my entire life.
Looks after everyone.
She certainly does.
Most certainly. Speaking of prizes as well, I reckon Abby and Bellbird might be saying happy birthday to Bree today, picking up an hour voucher for the Simbays Rip It Golf.
For four people.
Perfect activity in the rain.
Yeah, because it's indoors.
Stay dry, play some golf, happy days.
Yeah, congratulations, Abby, and thanks for agreeing with me. Gives you prizes. I am bribable.
Plenty more local winners right throughout the day as well. We've got New FM's Trivia Temptation, plays right throughout your work day. Fill up your wallet.
Oh,
free
please.
Cash.
Hurry up with that. Everyone wants that.
Yeah, more questions you get right, the more cash you win. Get one wrong, you lose it all, though.
That's it. Other than that, have a great weekend, everyone. We're done.
Good.
We'll see you on Monday.
Yes.
Can we try and wrangle Tuesday, another 4-day week?
Nah, I don't reckon. Well,
you don't think so?
Nah, I don't feel confident.
Damn. All right, Monday it is.
Tried. See you then. Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.